You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Get back to your calls in a minute. More on what's next for the Mets, if the Yankees should pursue Corey Seager or Francisco Lindor, who I, as a Met fan, am open to hearing offers for. Not actively trying to trade him, but I think based on the actions of the last 48 hours, you have to be open-minded to everything. But right now, it's collection time here on Evan and Tiki, because we like to make long-term predictions. And then we find out if we're right. So let's start off with Pete Alonso's next contract. Back in June on this program.
June.
That's right. I think it was June 7th.
Why to did be we exact. Get into that on June?
I think Pete must have had a big night, and I said, what do you guys think he's going to get paid? Mm-hmm. And I think we had that discussion. Sometimes I wonder why we did it that right. day.
The context was he had a big first 2 months of the season on the contract.
Oh, so in total.
Yeah.
He had a big. So he was. That's right. It was now another prove it contract year. And he was having a big year.
He was definitely off to a great start, but what that day made us.
A caller kind of brought it up, in essence, of off of Pete's thing. Is he kind of now is going to cost the Mets even more money by playing games?
Very good. This is the beauty of the callers. You ask a good question, right. We give you an answer, and we did save it. So back on June 7th, which, if my math is correct, was 5 months ago, we all gave our long-term prediction on what contract Pete Alonso would end up with. So let's go to our collection desk. Who should we hear from first?
We'll go with Giants great Tiki Barber first.
5 years, 180.
Wow. So for those that are not aware, Pete signed 5 years, 155. Okay. So you nailed the years. You were off by $25 million, so $5 million a year.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad. All right, we'll go with me next.
5 for 130.
What'd you say?
Five for 130.
Oh. So you're also $25 million off. So you and Tiki tied.
Right.
You both got the years, and you're off by 25, Tiki too high.
I just had more respect for Pete. Didn't
clearly.
You
know? All right. All right. Let's go with Tommy Lugo.
Pete Alonso's going to get a 7-year deal, $35 million a year, which adds up to...
$245 million.
There you go.
So...
Wah.
Year to year, you're not that off. He ended up getting 31 change. You said 35. You're off by 2 years. So I would say you're out of this discussion. It's down at Tiki and Sean. I think I remember what I said. I never believed Pete was getting a long-term deal, so I'm going to assume I kind of went short. I think he will end up signing
a three-year, $105 million deal that will also feature opt-outs.
Boy, David Stern must have had his hand up my tuchus like a puppet that day.
Right.
I mean, that's what the Mets would have offered. That's probably their hypothetical offer.
What was that, 30, like 35 or so, 30-something a year?
Yeah, it's a little higher on the AAV, but I'm off by years. So I lose, Tommy loses. I don't know who wins that. Do we give it to Tiki? I lean towards giving it to UT because I think higher should win in a case like this.
Yes.
What do you say, Tommy? Who do we give the win to?
Tiki.
In the face. Tiki as well?
I'm going with Tiki.
Yes. All right. My baseball savantism is coming back.
You're on fire, man. The other prediction we made, and this was not that long ago, it was actually in November, we predicted the date that Pete Alonso would sign.
Oh, I missed this one bad.
You already remember what you said?
I think it was like February or
Let's go to the collection desk and find out who hit this.
We'll start with Tiki.
January 1st.
Oh, New Year's right. Signing. I said New Year's. I said New Year's.
Which, by the way, he ended up signing on December 10th.
That's horrible.
3 weeks off.
That's not horrible.
Could have been worse.
I mean, again.
Some reason I thought I said February.
It's not like anybody was picking May. I think we were all going to be within the winter
here. Fair enough.
Okay, I guess me next week says same.
December 8th, 11 p.m.
Wow. Dude, he signed on December 10th.
Very close.
So you were off by not even a full two days, like a day and a half.
Yes.
Because you went winter meetings, which is a good, solid guess. All right, so right now, Sean's the leader in the clubhouse.
Tommy?
Yeah, so we'll say December 23rd, 1:55 p.m.
Now you're off. You're
the crux there, being Evan being off that day.
Yeah, he'd be sucking on a candy cane and this news would break. He'd have to do a Rico while we're all doing the show here.
That's why you made that prediction. So you were 13 days off, Tiki 3 weeks off, Sean a day and a half off. I don't remember what I said. I'm going to go December 10th at 8:55 a.m.
Wow.
I nailed the day.
I mean, you're only off by like 4 hours.
I mean, he was on if he was in Alaska.
That's true.
That's a good point. If you're on the West Coast, you nailed it.
Yeah, he signed at about 1 o'clock, so I was about 4 hours off. Holy mackerel. I didn't remember that.
So just to, now that we have all the information, I just want to remind everybody, Evan accurately said Edwin Diaz would not be a Met.
He said he would actually be a Dodger.
Yep. He also said that Pete Alonso would not be a Met, so he picked both not to be Mets and accurately predicted the day Pete Alonso would sign and yet has cried like a baby for 48 hours.
Yeah, I'm a baby.
I knew it was going to happen.
Because I'd rather be wrong and happy than right and miserable.
I'm a baby.
That's the honest truth. And let this again be a reminder, we always hold ourselves accountable with these long-term predictions.
And we should always emotionally hedge.
That is another lesson from all this. All right, let's get back to your telephone calls, 888-808-1019. Roscoe in Brooklyn. What's going on, Roscoe?
You know I want Lindo. Bring him over to the Bronx, boys. Let's get him. Listen, I'll give you Luis Gil. I'll give you Dominguez. I'll give you Volpe. And I'll throw in Jazz Chisholm. Talk to me nice.
I'll talk to you nice. That's actually not a terrible offer.
Yeah.
So he offered me Luis Gil,
who's the most forgotten Yankee.
I agreed, because he didn't pitch that much last year. And so forget getting Cam Schlittler. You're not getting him from us.
Wow.
You can have Luis Gil.
I understand.
And Luis, you know what we say to that, Evan? Schlitt happens.
Luis Gil is 27 years old. He won the Rookie of the Year. And when he pitched last year, he was very good. No, it's a good offer. So I get Luis Gil?
He's more the guy you should include. Because there's no way they're coming off Schlittler.
I think that in a lot of ways, the way I talk about McClain and not being willing to offer him.
Unless it's for,
Schemes. No, not Schubel. I would not trade him for Schubel.
Really?
I would not. I'm not trading Nolan McClain for a one-year player. No. No gracias.
True. Good point.
And I don't think you guys would either. You're not trading Cam Schlittler for Schubel.
This is why he's going to the Dodgers.
Yeah, probably so. So you're giving me Luis Gil. You're giving me Anthony Volpe, which doesn't do anything for me, but okay.
Dominguez.
Fine. Jason Dominguez, who they could use an outfielder.
Dirt.
And then you're giving me Chisholm. Now, what I do with Chisholm is interesting because I have a second baseman. Do I move him to the outfield? Do I just DH him? Do I move him to first base?
Yeah. Third?
I got a third baseman in Brett Beatty. Jazz feels like someone that doesn't fit, but I got to admit, you're giving me Hill and Dominguez, I'm intrigued. Tommy, are you intrigued by that offer or no?
No, I'm not.
All right.
Not at all.
He has a Yankee tax.
We're closed for business. Big tax. It starts with Aaron Judge.
And if it's
forget it.
Stop it.
It's tax season.
It's tax season. You've gotten funnier since you were promoted to Primetime Tommy.
Thank you. Positive Tommy in Primetime. I've been working with it, workshopping. I love the idea, Primetime Tommy, but I appreciate that.
Of all the ideas I've had, that's the one he likes the most.
Right.
Primetime Tommy. And guess what? Mm-hmm. I will always refer to you as that whenever we make fun of something you say on the air. Because you know I love to do that. I play clips from other shows. When I play a Primetime Tommy clip, I will always refer to you as Primetime Tommy.
Well, I appreciate that. Any publicity is good publicity.
There you go.
Even when you're making fun of me.
Well, I'm not necessarily making fun of you. Maybe making fun of an idea.
We're highlighting your moments.
Yeah.
Well, Teak, you know Evan well enough. It'll be something that makes me, you know, a freezing cold take or something that makes me look bad 6 months down the line.
Listen, that's your job making yourself look bad. That has nothing to do with me. I mean, come on. Let's go to Brad in Brooklyn, New York. Hey, Brad.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Evan, I've been trying to get you for 15 years, so I'm happy to speak to you. And, Tiki, I appreciate your calm demeanor the other day with Evan going crazy.
Oh, I appreciate you, man.
I got three questions. Number one, why is Jeff McNeil still on the Mets if they want to change the chemistry of the locker room? Number two is, Evan, these Met prospects, are there any prospects that's like a can't miss, like Ken Griffey Jr., Bryce Harper type?
That's it. You know, it's great the way you ask that, because the answer to that question is no. And they have a lot of really good prospects. Like Carson Bench is a really good top 100 prospect.
Right.
Jet Williams is a really good top 100 prospect. They've got a lot of kids in this system who are projected to be really good. AJ Ewing, Ryan Clifford, but none of them are like that. Now, the beautiful thing about baseball, Teak, is someone can turn into that.
Yeah. But don't you get those guys? Because if they come around, the can't miss guys, like Bryce Harper, like, I don't know, I'm trying to think of someone
Mike
else.
Trout?
Trout. Mike Trout's a perfect example. Yeah, yeah. That's who I was thinking of. Mm-hmm. Soto. You'll know it by 20, 21.
Sometimes you get a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that these kids aren't going to be really good. And the truth is, they don't have to be Ken Griffey Jr. Mm. Like, the Mets have Ken Griffey Jr. Not that Juan Soto is Ken Griffey Jr. I know they're very different. But they have a generational superstar on this team for the next decade.
Right.
So what they need Jacob Reimer and A.J. Ewing and Carson Bench to be is good everyday players. If you have a bunch of good everyday players, you're a damn good team.
Yeah, but none of them are Ken Griffey Jr.
How many Ken Griffey Jr.'s are in the farm system of Major League Baseball teams right now anyway? Carson Bench is the 15th rated prospect in baseball. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And I guess the thing you run into when you talk about prospects, I'll do it with Bench. I'll certainly do it with you guys, with Dominguez and Spencer Jones, is what's good enough for you to say that's what I wanted? You know what I mean? Like, if they're a serviceable major leaguer the way Michael Conforto was, that's clearly not good enough because Met fans couldn't wait to get rid of him.
So what, are Met fans going to spend all summer binge watching?
Yeah. Remember, we're going to start doing this now. We have to save all of his puns and then rate them.
We do.
So write that down, Sean. December 11th, 3:10. Binge watching.
That was a pretty good one, though, especially in context.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to take any.
Like, if you just hear it by itself, people be like, "What the hell are you even talking about?"
Let's go to Juan in Hasbrook Heights. What's up, Juan?
Hey guys, how you doing? I'm a first time caller to the show.
I appreciate
it. Hard Met fan. Thanks, Tiki. I appreciate it. I'm a Niner fan, Tiki, so, you know, we had a lot of battles when you were playing, so.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the most memorable one is a bad one for me.
I know that, the Jeremy Shockey game.
Right.
That was, let me tell you, I don't want to get off point because I'm a Met fan and I'm very upset right now, but that game was great for me.
Don't remind me.
Oh, man.
Go ahead, talk Mets.
But no one's brought this up or at least looked at it from this context yet. The reason why this was such a disastrous decision by Stearns, and I believe it was Stearns, I don't think it was Cohen as much, is he went 180 from one year to the next. Hmm. When you spend $1 billion on two players, Lindor and Soto, $1 billion, that's not a...
Right. It's not an exaggeration.
That's right. When you spend $1 billion on those two players, you're pot committed. You can't then now and decide to not spend money on the players you deem or not or don't deem that are worth it because you're pot committed. You can't go now and not... And basically, like, who's going to protect Soto now?
Right.
Like, picture this for
you
a
can't,
second.
You can't now go cheap, right? You spent $1 billion, and now
you're
going
not
cheap.
Committed. For that, you don't sign Soto. For that, you don't sign Lindor and go with the youth movement, if that's what you want to do.
I think
but
you're missing
you spend the money on these two players.
I think you're missing the David Stern strategy. And by the way, it is official. So for anyone who has been in denial that maybe something will happen that will cause it not to happen, It is now official. The Baltimore Orioles have confirmed they have agreed to a contract with Pete Alonso. Welcome to Birdland, Pete.
Mm.
And just seeing the picture of Pete Alonso with that stupid bird on his hat gives me indigestion. And I have no ill will towards the Orioles. The Orioles are friends of mine. But yet, this is painful. Here is what I have figured out about David Stearns, and it doesn't take Sherlock Holmes to figure it out.
Go ahead.
Yamamoto and Soto. Those are the two guys in the 3 years he's been here where he went balls to the wall.
So why?
Because we know
Soto, but why Yamamoto?
25-year-old stud. I think there are only certain free agents and certain players where David Stearns will say, I'm going to go to the limit. But with everyone else, because they're not as good, They're not as young.
You've seen them a little bit too much. You understand what the limitations are. You're not buying the agent nonsense. It's just I have to believe that there is a significant upside from a youthful position.
And I think that the good news to that is, okay, great, that's smart. Like, obviously, you just don't want to go balls to the walls for every free agent. The bad to that is those two free agents specifically, Soto and Yamamoto, are unique.
Mm-hmm.
How often is a talent like Juan Soto at that age a free agent? The answer is once a generation.
Right, because they don't come up that early.
How often is a pitcher, obviously it's going to have to be from Japan, how often does a pitcher at that age with that resume become available? And so I think that's what this book is on David Stearns.
Right.
He'll go and he'll spend. We can't say he doesn't spend. He bought Juan Soto last year and he wanted Juan Soto last year. It's just that it takes the special, special free agent. And the reason we can't include Lindor in this is because he didn't sign Lindor. He didn't trade for Lindor. Sandy Alderson traded and signed Francisco Lindor. That was like three GMs before David Stearns. But that's what I think David Stearns is. He's not cheap. He's just very specific, Tiki, on the guys he wants to go hard for.
Yeah, the guys he wants to spend significant resources on. I think he's also, and especially with the pitching, he's not going to overspend. He may imprudently spend, but he's not going to overexpend for pitching.
Unless they're 25.
Unless they're 25,
right.
Exactly.
And I remember...
Because it's whatever happens, you're young enough to recover from it.
Yes.
If you're 29 and you have Tommy John surgery, you could screw the pooch for the next, you know, 3 or 4 years before you ever realize. Not, you're probably never going to realize the contract.
I keep thinking about our debates about Yamamoto because you would look at me and say, dude, why do you and others want him so badly?
Mm-hmm.
And why would the Mets want him that badly? And you're like, he's small.
Yeah.
He hasn't done it here. Like, we don't know. It's a different.
Well, the track record on small pitchers from Japan is not great.
But the counter I always had, and by the way, the jury is still out. He's only been here for 2 years.
Good point.
To be fair.
And he was hurt a little bit his first year.
Now, I would say that it's already worth it.
Of course. No, it is worth it because he won a world championship.
And he carried it, basically.
Right.
But the reason it was always worth it to me was, and David Stearns feels this way, you'd rather take the risk on a 25-year-old with questions about pitching in America than a 32-year-old who's already done it but has a lot of wear and tear on his arm.
Yeah.
They are more willing to go deep for Yamamoto than they would be for Framber Valdez. And that's, I think, the book on David Stearns. So as we try to calm down, take a deep breath, and stop calling him names, which I did. I did it too. And we try to be rational. He's not cheap. He's not running them like a small market team. He's very picky on the players they want to go big for.
Yeah.
And so far in his tenure here, the two players they went really big for, one they got, one they didn't,
yeah, it's,
is Yamamoto and Soto.
It just has to work now. That's the only issue.
Yeah.
It has to work.
Bobby in Ozone Park. What's up, Bobby?
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it.
What's up, bro?
All right. Let me just correct you on something. And, you know, you guys are most of the time right, but in this case, you're not. If you don't mind me bringing it
of
up.
Of course. Go ahead.
You keep on mentioning, Evan, and you're very knowledgeable, Evan, so it has nothing to do with that. You keep on saying that Lindor possibly to the Padres, that wouldn't happen in a million years. San Diego right now is unloading everybody. They cut salaries since the new ownership took over. They didn't re-sign Cease. They're not going to re-sign King. They're looking to unload Pivetta. They unloaded the reliever. They didn't re-sign him. And Mason, the reliever, yeah. They said they trade him only if the team takes Machado back. Okay.
So
they are not going to.
I'm going to answer you because what we brought up was a report from a couple of radio hosts in San Diego.
Yes.
In which they said, and I told you, I asked my buddy who lives out there, should I trust them? And my friend Brian's like, don't trust them. I said, okay, that's fine. I'm open-minded to trading Lindor. Not that I think the Padres are going to acquire him.
Mm-hmm.
And they floated the idea that A.J. Preller loves Lindor, would love to pull off a trade for him. I don't know if that's true, by the way. And said that the offer they would make is Bogarts and Miller.
Yeah.
Now, our last caller, rightfully so, brings up the money. But what he's forgetting...
is he's already paid. He's not repaying... Well, he's paying him a lot of money, but it's not the $300 million contract.
Well, they're also getting rid of years of money by trading Bogarts in a deal for Lindor.
Yeah.
They'd be picking up money in the short term because Lindor makes more.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of years left, Xander Bogarts has 8 years left on his deal. Lindor has 6. So I get your point about the Padres, and I don't even know if they would consider that, but you do have to keep that in mind. Two factors. A, that's being floated from people in San Diego, and B, the reason they would want to do it is to offload a contract that they're going to deem far worse than the one they're bringing in. From my perspective, I have no interest. I'm not making that trade. I don't have to trade Lindor. I don't even want to trade Lindor. My point is, with where the Mets are, I'm open-minded to everything.
Yeah.
And so I created my own fake trade earlier in the show of Freddie Freeman, Andy Páez, and Tyler Glasnow for Francisco Lindor. I don't know if a lot of Mets fans would love it. I don't know if every Dodger fan would love it. But I'm just thinking out loud.
Well, you have to think about what's next. And that's what you get to the Lindor trade for. And figuring out who it's for and with whom, that's a different story.
Oh, by the way, I forgot, because two callers ago, someone said it. I never answered. They're like, why is Jeff McNeil still on this team? The answer is, he makes money and no one wants to take it.
And he's off surgery.
He's coming off of thoracic outlet syndrome.
Right.
That was the procedure.
Correct.
He's been inconsistent.
Yeah, you almost forget it.
Yeah. He's had three inconsistent seasons after winning the batting title, and he makes, I think it's $13, $14 million this year. No one wants him. So the Mets have a choice. And ask yourself this, every Met fan that can't stand Jeff McNeil, are you willing to just throw money at sending him away for nothing? Are you willing to do that? I know you hate Jeff McNeil. Tommy, do you want to do that?
Yes.
Okay. That's a good answer.
Eat some of the money, just get rid of him.
Just get rid of him.
And maybe get a little something back.
Addition by subtraction.
Okay.
I mean, that might be what it comes down to.
Well, I just...
Right. He doesn't serve a purpose.
He does serve a purpose.
He can play multiple positions.
First base?
Yeah, I think that's where he may end up playing.
Well, this roster's trending. He might be their all-star representative.
Did you forget Juan Soto?
Well, he didn't make it last year.
I understand, but... You know.
I'm just trying to wrap my brain around how you have no Edwin Diaz, no Nimmo, no Alonso, and somehow Jeff McNeil, the guy that universally all Met fans want to get rid of, is still somehow on this team.
Because of
He's
what
got
I
alligator
just said.
Blood.
Because of what I just said.
Because he's not movable.
Nobody wants him, bro.
But somebody will take Jeff McNeil for a bunch of cash or for a prospect in single A. You can dump Jeff McNeil.
I don't think right now, and this is
to
me,
the Angels or somebody.
This
yes,
is
the Rockies or
what I am believing through no information but my brain, maybe information, is that it's $15 million for Jeff McNeil next year. And I don't think Steve Cohen wants to write a check to just send them away.
Right.
I mean, that's really what it... And by the way, he wouldn't be the first. Because most of the time, until a guy is such a net negative, like DJ LeMahieu is, you don't write checks for people to go away. So, don't kill the messenger.
I'm not.
I'm just telling you to answer his question and your question. How's Jeff McNeil on the roster? Because he's making $15 million. He's 34. He's coming off thoracic outlet syndrome. He has no value to anybody.
I think it's thoracic outlet syndrome, not thoracic.
Save that for Friday. Yeah.
Thoracic outlet syndrome.
Right.
Whatever.
But Jeff
McNeil. He's not movable. But is it simple? The simple word, he's not movable.
But he's clogging up playing time for younger players.
No, he's not.
He's not?
They don't even have a full roster right now. He ain't clogging anything.
Wouldn't he be more of the first guy off the bench than Acuna at this point to be the, you know, the fill-in or the guy that comes in late innings? I want that to be Acuna's role, not Jeff McNeil.
There isn't even a full roster yet.
Evan, there's going to be a full roster. It's not major league.
I know, but you're making an assumption about his role that isn't fair yet. He's not clogging anything yet. We don't know what his role is. But I'm just telling you that the Mets, I don't think, are willing to just write a check for $8 million to send them away. And don't get mad at me. Get mad at Steve Cohen.
Haven't you heard the news? They got a casino coming in 5 years. Mm. That's an hour with Marash at the craps table.
I'm just telling you. That's the answer. Not to like the answer, but why is Jeff McNeil still on the roster? That is the answer. Okay? So we can all move on with it. I get it. I don't love Jeff McNeil either. But let's not act like, oh, Steve Cohen can't wait to write an $11 million check to send them to Albania. Like, that's not happening.
They play baseball there?
I was going to say, what team is in Albania?
It's the first country I thought of.
Aroldis Chapman on that World Baseball Classic team?
Gil is in Manhattan. Good afternoon, Gil.
Good afternoon. I'm glad to have my call taken. I've been a Yankee fan since 1965.
Damn.
And in general, this is a World Series or bust mentality that we have, unless we're in a rebuild, which we're not. And ever since some luxury tax boy took over the team, it just doesn't seem like... I mean, well, first of all, we're saddled with... First, he was saddled with the A-Rod contract, which should never have been... reworked, even though we did get a World Series out of it. It was a deal with the devil that we didn't need to make. And then the Stanton trade giving us this ridiculous contract that it can't be unloaded and it could not possibly ever live up to.
he's not willing to make the team. He did sign Cole, but he's basically not really willing to invest in the team in the way in which is necessary when you're competing with a team like the Dodgers. And as long as the Dodgers are doing this and we're not willing to try and keep up with them, we have no chance to win anything. And we have a lineup that is basically Aaron Judge and that's it. So I don't even know where one would go with this.
It's tough. I mean, first of all, and this is, I think, what's complicated about this offseason, what do you want them to do? Like, I understand
What can they do?
Like, is re-signing Cody Bellinger enough?
I mean, it's something. At least it feels as if you have the outfield full and you have viable bats in the in one piece of your team. The pitching is going to be fine. Maybe the bullpen needs help, but the pitching is going to be fine, especially with Gerrit Cole coming back healthy. So if he is fully healthy, but it's really just what is the accent piece? I think the Yankee fan is maybe frustrated because there has been nothing. It's quiet.
No, it's been dark.
But what do you want to happen?
Well,
like, is there a huge move that you want, or is it just an accent move that you need?
Well, not to make matters worse, but it's been a depressing few days here on WFAN. When we come back, I will tell you something that the Yankees did yesterday that would scare me and maybe depress me. Very quietly, under the radar, the Yankees did something that may be a bad sign for the rest of the offseason. I'm going to give you the information, and then you can tell me, big deal? No big deal. No biggie. Biggie or no biggie, okay? So yesterday, very quietly, at the winter meetings, the Yankees did something they truly never do. They never do this. They selected somebody in the Rule 5 draft.
They select, like, three guys?
No, just one guy. His name is Cade Winquest. Now, they've lost guys in the Rule 5 draft. That's very common because the Yankees have a lot of talent. But the way this works is if you select someone in the Major League portion of the Rule 5 draft, you have to keep that player on your roster for the entire season or be on the IL. If not, you have to offer that player back to his former team. So usually, if you look at the history of the Rule 5 draft, and there are some amazing stories that have come out of it in the past, it's usually a small market team. Like, they take a guy who is eligible to be selected. They pick him. Maybe they give that guy an opportunity. Maybe he works out. Maybe he doesn't. In fact, just to put it in perspective, Tiki, the New York Yankees have had one guy in the last 50 years that they selected in the Rule 5 draft who actually survived the entire season with their team. They have not picked anybody in the Rule 5 draft, is my understanding, in about 20 years.
Well, they picked three yesterday.
No, one guy, Cade Winquest. You're thinking about the minor league portion of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, this is the major league portion of it.
Right.
Minor leagues are a little bit different. In the major league portion of it, like, that guy's got to be on your roster. So that's to start. Like, it's weird. They don't normally do it. Now you may say, okay, Evan, why are you boring me with this information?
Right. Why are you boring us with this information?
Is it a sign that they're not spending on their bullpen? That they selected Cade Winquest?
Well, what is Cade Winquest? Like, what is his career like?
He's a minor leaguer.
I know. So what do we know about him?
What we know is he has to be on the major league roster.
I know, but has he pitched? It's like, what do we know about him? Nothing?
I mean, I could tell you what his baseball reference page says. Would you like me to read some numbers to you?
I mean, yeah. I mean, you know, let's look at FanGraphs.
Last year, he pitched in Double A and Single A. And he made a bunch of starts, so he was a starting pitcher. So I assume they would be converting him to the bullpen. And he pitched to a combined ERA of 3.99.
That's not horrible.
I'm not saying it's horrible. I'm saying that when they select someone in the Rule 5 draft, which Brian Cashman never does, to you, and maybe you don't feel this way, is it a sign that they're not spending on their bullpen because they haven't done this in 20-plus years?
Yeah. How much does this cost them?
It costs him $100,000 if he stays the... It costs him nothing.
Exactly. So why would we be concerned about this?
Because it means they won't spend on their bullpen.
But they probably will spend on their bullpen.
So you don't think this is a sign?
It's $100,000.
No, you're missing my point. It's not the $100,000.
It's the roster spot.
Yeah.
Right. I get you.
That it's unlikelier that they will buy a big arm or a decent arm in their bullpen because they did this.
Okay, but if he works out, then great. If not, who cares?
No, I know that. I have no issue with the selecting of the player. I'm saying, do you think it's a sign that they're not going to spend money on their bullpen?
No.
That's all I'm saying.
No.
Okay. So it's a no biggie spot.
No biggie.
I think it was likely somebody they liked, and instead he got drafted by somebody else.
No biggie spot. Sean, no biggie spot or a little concerning?
Insurance lottery ticket, no biggie spot.
No biggie spot. No biggie. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. Honestly, a part of me leans towards they're probably not going to spend on other arms in their bullpen, partially because at the trade deadline last year, they acquired guys who they had more controllability of. We forget about Jake Bird, who they sent down, Camilo Duvall, obviously David Bednar.
Yeah.
So I think like two things are true at the same time. I don't think they're going to spend big on a reliever, and I think that this is an opportunity to just add another arm to the mix. But it could work out. Yeah. Who the hell knows?
Eighth round picked.
You know what?
In 2022.
You know what jumped out at me about it, where I thought it was unique? Because they so rarely do it. Like, if the Yankees were doing this every other year, I don't think I ever would have brought it up. I think I bring it up because when the Yankees do something rare, you wonder, oh, is this a sign of other things? Is this a sign of they're not going to spend on the rest of their bullpen? And both of you say no. Okay, so no biggie spot.
Two fun Yankee anecdotes I've just stumbled on in this Rule 5 draft, though. I forgot they lost Nestor Cortes, and the Orioles didn't keep him on the roster and returned him to the Yankees.
That's right. There's a lot of examples of that.
In the minor league Rule 5 draft in 2023, the Yankees lost somebody that was never returned to them, who has Evan and Tiki lore.
Was Evan and Tiki lore?
Really?
Huh.
Wagaman.
Eric Wagaman. The story on Eric Wagaman is, I played a game when the Mets were playing the Marlins and said, Tiki, have we heard of these guys in the lineup?
Yes.
And Eric Wagaman was the guy. We're like, who is this guy? And that prompted Sean to say, we all must bet on him to hit a home run since we're openly mocking him that we don't know who he is. And he hit a home
run. Yes, yes.
So it worked out very well.
You did it, though, didn't you?
I did. It was one of my best bets of the year.
Oh, Sean, quick question for you, since you're very smart. I just received this email from Victor, fan of the show, and he wants me to put out a poll on social media. And I'm not sure how to, like, word it. The way Victor words it is, hey, Evan, love the show. I have a good poll idea. Who's a bigger moron, Joe Shane or David Stearns?
Oh, God.
So I don't like bigger moron. So how would you phrase that?
Okay. Who are New York fans more angry with right now?
Yeah. Mm. Who's more hated?
Hated's a tough word. I think angry with. Think angry?
How about who do you trust more moving forward?
Love it.
Why'd you need our help? You got it.
Well, no, we're workshopping it together.
Yeah, that was a workshop.
Yeah.
You triggered it.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
Now, the person who can answer this question better than anybody is Tommy, because he is the
unique
giant Met fan who can answer this from a real fandom perspective. So, Tommy, who do you trust more, Joe Shane or David Stearns?
David Stearns.
Interesting. David Stearns. Okay. You want to elaborate or just going to leave it at that?
If Steve Cohen trusts David Stearns, and this is his handpicked guy, then I trust David Stearns. He built a team. Look at what Milwaukee's doing right now. I know Met fans don't want to hear that, but Milwaukee was in the NLCS, and they do have a great team, and they were one of the best teams in the regular season. And I trust what he's doing right now, and I like the fact that David is going against conventional wisdom to get the job done. That shows me a guy that's fearless.
What do you think the results will say?
I think, to be fair to David Stearns,
you know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's kind of got to be David Stearns because we don't know yet what it's going to look like.
But David Stearns is also facing heat this last few days. Joe Shane has been forgotten about.
Yeah. It'll be
Stearns.
How when Brunson gets king of New York votes after he does something big? This will be like the inverse of that.
All right.
Stearns will be the more distrusted person.
All right. We will give you the results shortly. Let's get back to your telephone calls. Calvin is in Washington Heights. Good afternoon, Calvin.
How you doing, Evan and Tiki?
What's up?
Good afternoon. I have two quick points.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Points that I want. And my hello.
Yeah, I think you cut in and out a little bit. So start from the top. What are your points?
Okay, my quick point is the Mets. I think we should get Tatis Jr. But the reason I would say this, I will get as excited as I am for the World Baseball Classic if they get Tatis. Sandy Bogaerts has a horrible contract. The Mets can take, and San Diego has to eat a little bit of his money, and we can take both of those contracts. Tatis is younger. You're going to improve the defense. And he goes into the philosophy of what Stern likes, preventing runs, a younger player, and he's a perfect player to have with Soto going with the
Wow, you, Calvin, you just hit on something very smart. Mm. Like, you're making me think now. You're right. The Mets.
I want to finish my second point. Don't cut me off.
You're going to get 5 points if you want, because I think your first point is freaking awesome, and it's leading me to a question to throw back at you. Because you're right. The Mets could use their wallet to say, this is how we can entice the Padres to chase Tatis. We'll take Bogaerts.
And they've done this before.
Sure.
Well, you have to pay prospects. You have to give up Miller. You have, because Tatis is not cheap. So you have to pay prospects because he has a lot of worth.
But would you give up? Because here's what I'm trying to think here in San Diego. I think they want to keep their fans engaged. They want to save money.
Yeah, you give Mauricio or Acuña. I'll give up Miller.
You're missing it, bro. You're missing it, Calvin. Lindor. Like, would you move Lindor back in that deal? They get a replacement for Bogaerts.
Okay, but here's the thing. In San Diego, are they going to love a 32-year-old shortstop who is going to be perceived as being run out of New York?
I think they're going to like it more than just getting prospects. Yes.
Correct. They would like it because they're still competing, and their general manager is actually one of the most aggressive general managers in baseball.
I think you just hit on a very creative Lindor trade. It's
and
yeah, go ahead. Keep going because you're on fire, Calvin. Maybe your second point will be better than your first point. Go ahead.
The second point is the Mets need a number one. And the number one that I would trade for, that he's still young, he had an unbelievable season. One of the leaders in strikeouts for the last three seasons is Peralta from the Milwaukee Brewers. He's 29 years old. Mm-hmm. He's a true number one that you can put. I know that people want to get, Detroit starter, the ace. I forgot his name just now. So I'm not going to pay the price. Scooble. Yeah, everybody wants Scooble right now. But I'm not going to give up my best pitching prospect if I can get Peralta for now and I can sign Scooble for next year. Because you want to be like the Dodgers. You got to have chips on deck just in case when an opportunity of a baseball player shows up, you can go and pay for it. So that's what he's doing. He's a smart general manager. He's not dumb. He's just like Tampa.
We don't think he's dumb. We're just all very angry in the moment. Mm-hmm. Freddie Peralta is a free agent at the end of the year. He only makes $8 million. Right. Here's what I'm skeptical about with Milwaukee. I think they'll trade him, Teague. I wonder if they're going to try to push him to the American League because they are trying to compete for a championship. They were right. in the NLCS last year.
It's not like they're bottom feeders right now. They were close last year.
Dude, they got to the NLCS. Right. So I remember when they traded Corbin Burns to Baltimore, I wonder if the Brewers would almost prefer to find a match with an American League team than a team like the Mets. Hmm. But let's get back to that first point.
Which is a good point.
It's interesting because let's bring all these different things together. We began the show talking about being open to trading Lindor. Okay? Just open. Just listening to it. And I made clear, I wouldn't do it for prospects. I would do it for other things.
What's the money save? That's what I need to see.
Well, the report out of San Diego from those radio hosts is, boy, A.J. Preller would love Lindor. Maybe it's Xander Bogaerts and Mason Miller. Would it be Bogaerts, who is an atrocity of a contract, $25 million a year, so you got to do the math for me. I can't do it all. Right. I can't do that kind of math.
Xander Bogaerts, 33-year-old, $25 million a year.
For the next 8 seasons.
Until
he's 40. And then Fernando Tatis Jr., who would be the apple of your eye, making $20 million this year, $25 million the next 2 years, and then $36 million a year until 2034. So the Mets would be taking on a ton of money between Bogaerts and Tatis. The Padres would be getting back a player they can sell to their fans, like we're still trying to win. We get the prime of Tatis, but we unfortunately have to take back the corpse of Xander Bogaerts.
Yeah.
So the Mets would be spending money to make it happen. Tommy, would you make that trade?
Yes.
There you go.
Yes, I would.
There you go.
For Lindor.
For Lindor and probably prospects.
Prospects, yeah.
Even the thing out.
Yeah, take your pick at the prospects. There's a couple that I probably wouldn't touch, but for the most part, the prospects are prospects.
But what you're doing is you are taking back a massive amount of money. You are adding $45 million this season while taking Lindor off, which is about 32. So, okay, $13 million this year. I guess from that perspective, not that bad. It grows $5 million more the following year, and then it grows another $11 million the year after that.
Yeah.
And then both guys are signed past Lindor's contract expiring.
So both of those guys, Xander and Tatis, collectively are almost $500 million, $490.
Right. But remember this, Tatis is 27 years old.
Right. Yeah.
And he's very close with Juan Soto. They were former teammates, but I think they're also like very close friends. At least that's what Juan said. Until they're not friends anymore and they stop talking to each other.
Hopefully Fernando Tatis is not into fashion.
I think he is, actually.
Or dying.
There's going to be a problem.
Let's go to Kendrick in Suffern, New York. What's up, Kendrick?
Gentlemen, what a week. Before we talk Mets here, want to give a huge shout out and congratulations to all, Tommy and everyone there on the new, I wouldn't say improved, but a new schedule there. So Tommy, congrats. And when one door closes, another one opens. So, Evan, real quick, before I get to my point, would you rather have PD, the polar bear, for 5 years or PT, positive Tommy, for 5 years?
Oh, Pete Alonso. No offense, Tommy.
Wow.
Oh. Come on.
Under the bus, just like that.
Ask him the question. He'll give you the same answer.
Yeah, there's no love lost as it pertains to job.
Seriously. And Evan's making that no bones about it because he's been crying. I feel like he's getting divorced right now with someone he doesn't want to let go of here with Pete Alonso. Because, Evan, I've been telling you for over a year, he's the John Cena of our team. And sure enough, the same week, those two guys, you won't be able to see them much longer.
That is true. John Cena retiring Saturday. Alonso leaves on Wednesday. You've compared these guys for a year and a half. It was cute for a while. Then it became annoying. Then it was cute again. And you nailed it. So you're right.
Yeah, here we are. But I want to bring up a point that I think people aren't mentioning when it comes to Stern's schedule situation here, which is I don't think he's cheap. I think he wants to pay the guys when they deserve to get paid. And you can't have these guys in their mid to late 30s getting overpaid for what they did 5-10 years ago,
right,
when maybe what he's looking at is Carson Bench, Brett Beatty, Francisco Alvarez, and more of his draft picks coming up sooner rather than later. And with the lockout looming after next year, I could also start to see, especially if they're going to start to attack the payroll and a floor, that that mid-market teams are going to start bringing up younger guys. When you look around the league, these guys that used to make
$10 million, $12 million, like Jeff McNeil, they're almost becoming extinct because teams would rather give young players opportunities. And so when Stern showed up, you had the Martes, you had guys that were making money like Nimmo, and now you're clearing them off the books earlier by going to Simeon and paying him for the next 3 years opposed to five. And that's the common number here, guys. Like, 3 years is what they want because that's when this next crop of Mets would be due to get paid out of their arbitration year. So I'm not happy right now as a Mets fan, obviously, but I'm very optimistic that this guy can turn it around because he's been proven to do this. And when people say we don't want to be the Brewers, that's such a old school, antiquated thought. I mean, the Brewers were one of the best teams last year, and they were built by this guy. I get that the mid-market comes with maybe not as much money, mm-hmm. but he's balancing out the big market with the mid-market, but you have to allow him time to do both without trying to misstep. And so to me, you know, Edwin, listen, man, if he didn't want to come back because of Devin Williams, Kiki, I heard you yesterday, but I got to just push back a little bit. If you're telling me as a free agent, you need to know who your eighth inning man is, a closer is only as good as the eighth inning man. You got to get the ball in the ninth with the lead for him to be important. Last right. year, all I heard in the ninth inning was, oh, get him in for six out saves. And not to mention, the bigger issue in the ninth inning was we were 0-70 after nine innings. And part of that is our lineup wasn't deep enough. So I'm just waiting to see what this team looks like before I crush the guy. But I would say, be patient, and I think the funny thing about all of this is next week, after we crushed the Mets for being cheap, I am very confident that Cody Bellinger, and for the second year in a row, the Mets are going to outbid the Yankees. And what will Yankee fans and baseball be looking at and saying about?
Well, look, it's going to be complicated because mm-hmm. it's two different stories. There's right. the Yankee angle of losing Cody Bellinger, which we'll address, and then the Met angle of adding Cody Bellinger. Cody's a fine player. Cody would make the New York Mets better. Cody Bellinger isn't enough. Like, he would have to be one of a few pieces they would have to add. Like, I never viewed Cody Bellinger as someone that I wanted to replace Pete Alonso with. By the way, something very interesting just happened. I mentioned to you it's official. Pete Alonso is a member of the Baltimore Orioles. The New York Mets social media account has congratulated Pete, thanked him for his time, even put a video out. Thank you, Pete, followed by a beautiful emotional video that I will not watch because it'll cause me to cry.
You can't bear to see it.
Another one.
That's 351, December 11th. But what I find curious is not a word about Edwin Diaz. Mm. Not a word. Now, is that official yet? Am I missing something here? Like, maybe it isn't official yet? Maybe still doing physicals?
I don't think it's official yet.
Fair enough. So if that's the case, then I will stop speaking.
You got to wait for the Dodgers to put it out.
Okay. I'm just seeing, like, will the Mets also do a thank you for Edwin Diaz? I'd assume so. I think there's more bitterness towards Edwin than there is Pete Alonso, but we shall see. Here's what I know, Teague. There'll be a Rico Brogna honoring Pete Alonso. The jury is still out on if there will be a Rico Brogna honoring Edwin Diaz.
Shouldn't there?
I'm going back and forth on it.
What's the no, I don't know, reasoning?
He went to the Dodgers.
Okay, but it's not his fault.
He went. Was it Saquon's fault that he went to the Eagles?
No.
Exactly, but he was still dead to us. We weren't doing a Saquon tribute. It's different.
Football doesn't do tributes like that.
It's different.
They don't do dumb emotional, we loved you while you were here.
Well, I'll tell you what football does do. They may do something very similar to the NBA. Superstar players may go in front of a microphone and demand trades. Because when we come back, we're going to hear from Joe Burrow. And you tell me if Joe Burrow wants to stay in Cincinnati. We'll get to it coming up, plus a ton more of your telephone calls at 888-808-1019.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.